I'm David.
And I'm Tim.
And our topic is the European-American argument for expansion. In 18th century colonial America, European-American settlers and their descendants expanded westward due to an influx of the population in the colonies. This was because of both an increase of the birth rate and immigration. The result was a shortage of land along the coast. The following quote from the governor of Pennsylvania explains the value of land in the colonies.
It is very true the lands are of late becoming more valuable, but what rises their value? It is not entirely owing to the industry and labor used by the white people in their cultivation and improvement. Had they not come among you, these lands would have been no use of you any further than to maintain you. The value of land is no more than its worth in money. Governor of Pennsylvania, July 7th, 1747.
According to the governor, land was valuable because there was a limited amount of it. Land was a source of income for the colonists. According to the European-American perspective, one measures the value of land by how much money they make off of it.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Tyler.
Our topic is the Native American argument against expansion. The Iroquois, who had once dominated present-day New York, were weak and unable to stop colonial westward movement by the mid-1700s. Due to diseases brought over by the Europeans and war that destroyed their strong military.
We know our lands are now become more valuable. The white people think we do not know their value, but we are sensible that the land is everlasting, and the few goods we receive for it are soon worn out and gone. Besides, we are not well treated with respect to the lands still unsold by us. Your people daily settle on these lands and spoil our hunting. Your horses and cows have eaten the grass our deer used to feed on. Canisotego, Iroquois leader, July 7th, 1742.
It was unacceptable for Canisotego and the Iroquois to accept goods or money as payment for the lands that they had once lived on and hunted on, because he believed the trade was unfair since they would spend all of the money and use all of the goods. But the land the Europeans took would always be there. The Europeans were allowing their cattle to feed on the natives' land and were hunting their game. They could no longer live on their ancestral land because all of their resources were gone.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Steven.
And our topic is Sinners and the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening was a revival of religious feeling. Jonathan Edwards wanted to preach to large audiences about God in the 1730s and 1740s. He wanted to remind people of the power of God and of the authority of ministers. It was also to re-energize their followers and to remind them that religion was the Puritans' purpose for coming to the New World in the first place.
O sinner, consider the fearful danger you are in. It is a great furnace of wrath, a wide and bottomless pit, full of fire and wrath that you are held over in the hand of God, whose wrath is provoked and incensed as much against you as against many of the damned in hell. You hang by a slender thread. Jonathan Edwards, Sinners in the Hand of an Angry God speech.
Edwards was trying to scare colonists by calling them sinners and telling them that sinners go to hell. The only way to save themselves is to become loyal to the church. This sermon was one of the most influential of the Great Awakening because it encouraged people to take action to save themselves.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jared.
And our topic is personal faith in the Great Awakening. The purpose of the Great Awakening changed when people like George Whitefield became popular because it did more than just revive people's religious convictions. It energized them to speak for themselves and to rely less on traditional authority of ministers and books.
The generality of preachers talk of an unknown, unfelt Christ, and the reason why congregations have been so dead is because dead men preach to them. George Whitefield.
The Baptist and Methodist churches became popular during this time because they offered powerful, emotional ceremonies and they celebrated ordinary people. These churches encouraged people to act on their own faith without relying on a minister or other authority that have no emotion when they preach, a message communicated by George Whitefield.